A walking in joy and beauty meditation. Beginning this meditation practice by finding a comfortable position standing, so as you listen to these instructions, you're standing in place outside, taking some moments just to arrive in this posture of standing, feeling your feet connected, touching the earth, grounding through the soles of the feet. Imagining the soles of the feet shooting roots into the ground, sense of feeling earthed, and the sense of intimacy of contact with the ground. And being aware of the rest of your body standing in stillness, yet noticing even in stillness the body moves, sways, like a tree rooted in the ground and yet moving in the breeze, swaying slightly. So aware of your legs, aware of your arms like limbs, aware of the trunk of your torso rising up. And aware of your head, balanced, poised. And begin to open up your senses. Aware of the space all around you, above you, behind you, to the sides, in front of you. And in this walking meditation, we'll be inclining the mind, inclining the attention to joy, to beauty, to whatever is uplifting in the field of your sensory experience. Following the instruction from the Buddha, where he said, whatever the mind frequently dwells and ponders upon, that becomes the inclination of the mind and heart. And so in this practice, as you walk, as you take a stroll in nature, through a park, through some woodlands, through some fields, or alongside a stream, or on a beach, by a lake. Notice where you incline your attention, and allowing the attention to incline towards anything which is uplifting, anything which is gladdening, anything that brightens your heart, your mind, that brings a simple pleasure, a simple joy, a delight. So right now in this moment, as you stand, turning awareness to hearing, noticing the sounds, discrete sounds, symphony of sounds, or the silence. And let your attention attune to sounds that are uplifting, gladden the heart and mind. Maybe closing your eyes for a moment to do this. And aware of any sensations in the body that feel pleasant, enjoyable, maybe the stillness of feeling that contact, your body with the earth, or the breeze, or the warmth on your skin, or perhaps as you breathe and inhale, there's a pleasing fragrance in the air. And then opening your eyes and taking some moments to look around at the ground, at the grasses, or whatever's on the floor. Looking around in your environment, looking up at the sky, clouds around you, at trees, plant life. And again, just simply noticing and attuning that which is gladdening of the heart, that which is uplifting, that which is beautiful. That which makes your heart sing, or at least bring a quiet pleasure, or curiosity, or delight. It could be the way the light is falling on a particular tree trunk, or the way the wind rustles the leaves. And the texture and the colors and the variety of life forms. And the simple sound of a bird singing. Or it may be the particular feel and presence of this place that perhaps feels quiet or still or energized or expansive. And so as you stand here, opening your senses, attuning to sounds, to sights, to smells, to sensation. Letting your attention incline towards that which is beautiful, that which brings delight and joy. And as you do that, noticing the influence of that in your body. Does it bring about a quality of relaxation or ease or openness or expansiveness? Notice how it touches the heart, softening, opening, brightening, gladdening, joy, gratitude. And so in your practice, in this walking practice, and continue this orientation. Of course, you're always welcome to just continue standing if this feels like a useful practice. Or as you begin your walking, you simply begin walking, strolling in the environment you're in, slowly, mindfully, being aware of your steps, and letting yourself orient to beauty, orient to that which brings delight. Times you may pause in front of something that touches you. You're called to gazing at a particular leaf or tree or flower or creature or cloud. So walking, pausing. And when you do encounter something that's touching, that's beautiful, really letting yourself savor it. Taking at least 20 seconds to really drink this experience in. Not with grasping, simply enjoying, savoring, appreciating, letting that thing, that experience touch you, move you. And then continuing your walking, strolling. And then pausing, and then strolling. In this way, we're orienting to beauty, to joy, to delight, which gladdens the heart and is a tremendous support for resilience as we nourish ourselves and our heart and take in the goodness that's here. And I'd suggest you walk for the next 20 to 30 minutes, or as long as feels comfortable. Could be longer. And letting yourself really drink in beauty, delight, and the gift and the bounty of nature. Maybe at the end of this walking practice, you may feel inclined to orient back to stillness, finish with a little standing meditation, or move into some sitting meditation where you have a longer period of practice. First grounding and opening the senses through walking, and then continuing that same practice in stillness, in sitting. And then after this period of formal practice, moving into the day and noticing how you can bring this attitude of inclining to joy, inclining to beauty, how that can nourish and serve you well-being.